East Coker, 0.2. After T.S. Eliot's second poem from Four Quartets. Claude Mirror, a blackened mirror used by English landscape painters to help them find the picturesque. They have the effect of reducing and simplifying the colour and tonal range of scenes and scenery to give them a painterly quality. Scrying Mirror, a blackened mirror used for divination, to see the world as otherwise, beyond the surface. From descry, which from mid-14th century meant detect, find out, discover, something concealed. 1. Turn your back on the scene, Tom. Look upon it through tainted glass. If you do not come too close, if you do not come too close. See what you want to see. Try and feel what you want to feel. Say what you want to say, though the words are always slippy. The intolerable wrestle with words and meaning. Edge of the village. Private property. Do not trespass. Derange the lip of the wood word. Hedgerows grown beyond intentions of enclosure. Forget-me-nots, toadflax, daisies, adder's flower, Vivian, stinking bog. Interval 1. The front of a church, meadow lush grass. A yew tree predating the Christian church stretches horizontally its dark, fluted branches. In the long grass, a sign reads, waiting for the daisies, please do not mow. 2. In your end is your beginning, in your beginning is your end. I, too, trace Andrew Eliot, lived in East Coker before emigrating to America in the 17th century. Witness to the Indian deed of the town of Sale, 1686, juror of the Salem witch trials, 1692. The mirror cracks, friction within the frame. Some archives of clawed glass, some scry out, reveal more through darkness than light. Oh, dark, 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 they all go into the dark. I know you are anxious, Tom. I can sense the words panic you, arrayed on the inarticulate with shabby equipment always deteriorating in the general mess of imprecision of feeling, undisciplined squads of emotion, your body terror, your undisciplined squads. Interval 2. In the reception of a grand theatre after the performance of a play by famous male poet, a woman holds a sign that reads, I am the wife he abandoned. Leaving the auditorium, the famous male poet glances at the sign, then at the woman. I cannot talk to you now. The famous male poet leaves abruptly. End. 3. Oh God, oh God, you cried when you learnt that she had died. Now only her ghost can haunt you. And where has your body gone, Tom? Turned to ash, shifting beneath hamstone slabs. Old fire to ashes and ashes to the earth, which is already flesh, fur and feces. Ash, 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 I descry, trying to find you beneath the eulogies, the words etched immortal, trying to find my way to your bone house. The time of the coupling of man and woman and that of beasts, feet rising and falling, eating and drinking, dung and death. The dung is as divine as the spirit, the shivering ecstasy, rising and falling, the trembling hands, death a liveliness of decay, fur and feces, the so-called death of flesh bringing new life, earthworms, oak splendor beetles, springtails. My beginning is my end, and my end is my beginning, earth feet, loam feet, tender lips brush as hearts, tongues lick the edges of shive light, shining forest floor. Spleen wart erupts from cracks inside the old parish wall, crumbles. It is the here and now, East Coker, in this moment still and still moving into another intensity. 4. You are always most interesting when you let yourself go, delve beneath the pristine glass where there are always already cracks. In those later years, you try to turn away from the world, away from your body, dung and death, fur and feces, to summon an abstract perfection. I said to my soul, be still and wait without hope. Yet there is beauty here, Tom, such beauty. Whisper of running streams and winter lightning, the wild thyme unseen and the wild strawberry, the laughter in the garden, echoed ecstasy. I feel it too, this echoed ecstasy. In spite of all we have lost, of all we are yet to lose, the whole earth is our hospital endowed by the ruined millionaire. You said the poetry does not matter, but it does, it always did. I want neither to lose your poetry nor reduce you to paternal saint. If we do not face our histories in all their prismatic reach, their light, their dark, their murky in-between, how can we ever fully know ourselves? 5. So go, go. Let yourself be pixie-led where new patterns emerge. The pattern is new in every moment. Come with me to the dark gorge of Yellowstone, so near your pastoral gaze. Beside St. Michael's, the glebe fields, clod-stomped earth, loam feet, earth feet, hidden holloways, beside the thatched serenity, smuggler's ruins lies. Moon-raking mischief, from sea to land, land to sea, pull the wool over the hellier's eyes, owler's cloaks fleeced beneath Naish Priory's elaborate stone, wool rendered illicit where, elsewhere within law, wool transported to the backs of hellier's people. Enslaved. Bybrook, Jamaica. Hellier's crops. Plantation cruel. 6. Yet here, animal and human metamorphosis, see sheep turn to human, human turn to sheep, flourishing in hazel-darkened sandstone lanes, guiding the flock beyond the enclosure, beside the walls, tricksies, deceivers, villages, weavers, reveal hemp and flax and twine to be unfurled into sails from land to sea, from sea to land, the wave cry, the wind cry, here, whole worlds frumming, beyond.